before fall sports. And tonight, a good one on the radio, Richland Center at River Valley. It's forthcoming, and we have it for you. We'll talk to the coaches of tonight's match during tonight's Betesnik Power Sports pre-match show.
Hi, Garrett here with Betesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Betesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Betesnik Power Sports.
Before we look at tonight's area match schedule, a flashback to Friday night, the last time River Valley and Richland Center met in a varsity sport.
20-18, the score. Hornets trying to take the lead. Bosworth, the holder for the Hornets. Awaiting the snap from center. Long snap count. It's snapped. Here's the kick. It is on the way, and the kick is good. The kick is good by Grayson Banker. And the Hornets take the lead in this one. Holy mackerel.
Ithaca is battling Kickapoo at a quad at Weston. That's the top match in the Ridge and Valley tonight. Lafarge is also there tonight, along with the Ithaca Bulldogs. And Riverdale is doing battle in the SWAL Conference with a match that they are playing at Prairie du Chien. And Boscobel is on the road at Iowa Grant. The River Valley soccer team is in action, taking on Dodge Point. And coming up on the radio tonight, Richland Center River Valley battle in high school volleyball. Richland Center won the first matchup. This is night number two of the conference season between these two teams, and we'll have more about the match when we continue.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
River Valley faces Richland Center tonight in volleyball. Joining us is Mariah Hill, head coach of River Valley. Mariah, the team recently had a really nice win in the conference. Could you talk about that?
We had our homecoming match, and Prairie du Chien came to town. And again, we went five sets with them. It was a really big back-and-forth battle, and we actually got ourselves down 0-2. In the beginning and really had to battle ourselves back to get those next three sets, but we found a way to want to win more than them. So it was a really great night, and of course it's always great to win on homecoming for our seniors and, you know, for the whole team and for the community, as it's a big fundraising night for us as well.
How much of a factor was the crowd that night in maybe motivating the girls?
You know, the crowd definitely helps. It was a full house on both sides. We had a big student section, which always motivates the girls. And a lot of parents, a lot of family and friends, a lot of alumni home for the homecoming weekend. So I really do think that that maybe did motivate them just a little bit more to find a way to win.
And obviously, it gives you some confidence. You head down the stretch here for the second time around against several teams. Where do you think the team has been improving the most?
One of the big things we've really been focusing on is our back row and passing and serve receive. It's been a real struggle for us. And the matches that we've been winning, it's definitely been noticeable that that part has been better. So that's really our main focus. And then a lot of focus on communication and trust. With such a young team, it's really hard to get them to find those extra small pieces to really, you know, hit the next level.
As you face Richland Center, do you watch film from the previous time, or do you kind of know what happened?
I don't necessarily watch the last match. I try to maybe watch some film on the most recent match Richland Center's played to see if they've changed anything up. It's always a rivalry. It's really hard to come into Richland Center and play in that gym. It'll be, you know, it'll be loud. There'll be a lot of people. And we're a big rivalry, but we're just really hoping to come in strong and do our job on our side of the court.
Well, they knocked off Platteville. That kind of proves that everybody in the conference can win on any given night, it seems, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our conference has definitely been very up and down this year. You know, teams we thought were going to be front runners are not. Teams like myself, who thought we would have a little bit better season, are struggling. And it's really anybody's game.
Certainly, you want to be peaking at the right time, though, and the postseason is right around the corner here for your teams. And I'm guessing, especially with a young team, maybe they don't really realize maybe that sense of urgency as much as an older team, do they?
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about that we just need, as long as we keep improving every day, learn from our mistakes, and, you know, really try to get off the roller coaster we're on and stay on top, that we could really do some big things come the postseason if we believe in ourselves and believe in our team.
That comeback win against Prairie du Chien, I had to wonder, you know, you're down two sets. What do you tell the team in the huddle before they go to game three?
You know, the biggest thing I told them, and we've been really pushing this year, is to play with joy and work hard and feel like win or lose, you put your best self out there. And that really seemed to work for them, you know. We really just talked a lot about no matter what happens, make sure you're enjoying it tonight and have fun. And that really just turned the tide for us.
Sounds good. The team full strength for this week, are they?
We are. We have been extremely lucky, and we're very healthy and hopeful to stay healthy now through the long stretch here.
All right, Mariah. Well, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing the match tonight.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Mariah Hill joining us from WRCO Sports.
Get what you pay for. In today's world, that slogan has many truths to it. Hi, this is Mark Philbeck with the Philbeck Family Dealerships, inviting you to stop by one of our three great locations, Highland, Boscobel, or Richland Center, for your next vehicle purchase. We have seven great brands, Ford, Chevy, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. We stand behind every automobile we offer with our unmatched lifetime engine warranty, along with huge rebates, super low financing options, and our second to none Philbeck Rewards program. We truly go the extra mile to earn your business. Rack up rewards by shopping us online, liking us on Facebook, purchasing a vehicle, or using our service department. Maybe you just need to repair your current vehicle to keep you going a while. We have an experienced parts and service staff that takes pride doing the job right. Call for an appointment today. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, serving you since 1948, where the customer is first.
Wherever you are in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Jamie Johnson joins us, Richland Center volleyball coach. Jamie, how did the team play over the weekend on Saturday?
Considering it was a homecoming week Saturday tournament, I thought they did very well. We played Cuba City. I think we were a little shell-shocked or star, you know, being the number one team and undefeated, and kind of gave them, you know, maybe a little too much credit or props. And once we got into the game and we called a timeout, we talked through some things. I thought we played a little better, that they realized that, yeah, we can play with them. And so unfortunately, we lost to Cuba City. Bounced back. We were able to advance to the gold championship or gold bracket, and had to play the number one seed from the other pool, which was Sun Prairie East. Beat them in 3-15-13 in that third set. So again, we've had some nail biters that we've been behind on numerous times this year. That's good and bad. I don't like being behind, but this group has also shown that they can come back and win with their backs against the wall. And then had to play Lodi, who knocked off Cuba City, gave Cuba City their first loss of the year, and played them, and just didn't get out of the gate like we wanted to the first set, and just fell a little short the second set. But again, for a homecoming Saturday, to take second at the Lodi tournament is a good job weekend. We accomplished our next goal. We always say if you get 25 wins in the season, it's a really good season or a great season. We're hoping, you know, by the end of the year, come tournament time, we get into the 30s, you know, for a phenomenal, just, you know, one of those rare seasons. So we're on track, you know, for that. So we're at 26-8. We've got three conference games and then the tournament game. And, you know, we had to work on our serve receive. At times that's our bugaboo. And that's what happened last time against Valley. You know, I'm looking at that. You know, Valley showed they were able to score in spurts, and a lot of that comes down to our passing at times. We can be dead on, and when we're dead on, we're hard to stop offensively. But every once in a while, we'll go through a few funks, and we just got to shorten those funks. You know, and that was the thing with Dodgeville. We gave them that with our serve receive. Just way too many what we would call ones, and then too many just plain old service errors. In that Dodgeville loss, we worked on that a lot. I know they got the kids get annoyed with it, but it's a skill that we got to continue to hammer home, you know, in certain drills, and you just got to do it. And it paid off. I thought we passed very well against Platteville. And the matches we won on Saturday, we passed well. And the Cuba City loss, again, some of that was just our serve receive. So Valley's got some tough servers. They went on some runs. I know they start out 7-1 on us, I think, last time in, like, that third set. So, again, they're capable of going runs. And we just got to minimize their runs and, again, try to create our own in that manner.
You and I know that anything can happen in this longtime rivalry. And for the kids, you got to guard against, we beat them last time, you know, mentality. And a second time around can be different, can it?
Yeah, it definitely can. And, again, as you just mentioned, over the years, records don't matter when it comes to River Valley, Richland Center volleyball match. And most of the time, though, the records have always been pretty good. You know, we're always had been there right at the top. But we've had some ups and downs ourselves. And, you know, they're a young team. They're going to be pretty good here in a couple years. They're going to be right back to where they always are competing that last week of the season for, you know, a conference title. So, you know, we got to – I'm sure they've improved. We've improved since that first meeting. It seems like a long time ago now. You know, we have our home crowd advantage. Hopefully the crowd continues to come out. We had the first night because it was the first home game of the season after like 6 weeks on the road. The next one was homecoming, so that was a great crowd. But now we just need the crowd to keep coming out for us, you know. And we're still in the conference hunt. Tonight's a big night, us playing Valley and our conference rival, but also Platteville goes to Dodgeville tonight. And Dodgeville probably realistically has the best chance of knocking Platteville off that's left on their schedule. You still have to play the games, and somebody else could do it, but Dodgeville probably has the best chance. And if that happens, then we can kind of get back in control our chances to be a conference champ.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us today, and good luck here in the next couple of weeks of the season.
Thank you.
That's Jamie Johnson joining us on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's Southwest Wisconsin Conference matchup between the visiting River Valley Blackhawks and the host Richland Center Hornets. It is Digging for a Cure night, their pink night at Richland Center. So they're taking a collection for Grace, and we'll be doing the bucket, I guess it's a bucket pass a little bit later on tonight when they will pass the bucket through the stands. That's between sets 2 and 3. Early, we had some really exciting matches. The Richland Center JV 1 team won over River Valley, 3-0. River Valley, they were close all along. The second one came down to a final of 25-22. But the JV 2 match is the reason this one started maybe just a little bit late in terms of warm-ups. The fact that the JV 2 team went all the way to overtime, and River Valley came out on top. 2-1. In the final, it was 26-24, River Valley getting the win in the freshman or JV2 match. So let's see. We're also checking to film the flip phone right away, and it looks like Ithaca has defeated Kickapoo tonight, and they've taken another match in the conference, so the Bulldogs attempting their worst to win a conference championship for the first time in their school volleyball history. And they've got a two-match lead now on Kickapoo with a victory. It looks like it went 5 sets tonight, and Ithaca comes out on top over Kickapoo. We have more to talk about with this match straight ahead when we continue with our pre-match show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
For quality auto and light truck repair, turn to Cornerstone Service. Whether your vehicle needs maintenance like an oil change, brakes or tires, or diagnostics for a complex issue, Cornerstone is ready to help. JWU Wing and the team continuously invest in ongoing education and training to stay ahead of the ever-changing automotive industry. Cornerstone combines knowledge with the latest in diagnostic technology. Located on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center, Cornerstone Service is your source for honest professional care every time. Call 649-2000.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you be. WCCU Credit Union. Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Fall is a busy season. The team at Simpson's Tractor can help you be ready for fall with New Holland, Gale, Land Pride, Myers, and Great Plains equipment. Whether you're heading to the field to harvest this season's crops or you're a contractor with a long list of jobs before the ground freezes, Simpson's Tractor with sales, service, and rental can be just what you need to stay on track this fall. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920.
River Valley comes in with a record of 10-14 overall, entering tonight's Southwest Wisconsin Conference match with a young squad for Coach Mariah Hill. Richland Center is at 22-8 on the season, add on the four from over the weekend. I don't think they're on there. So 26-8 is the current record for the Hornets, who have played a long schedule. And after tonight, they have conference matches with Lancaster next Tuesday and with Prairie du Chien next Thursday here at Richland Center High School. Fall River Valley, they finish up with Dodgeville next Tuesday and Platteville next Thursday. And it appears that the coaches' meeting for seeding will be taking place 1 week from tomorrow night. So we'll know by that time, a week from now, where the teams will be playing in the postseason for the WIAA tournament. And who knows, they could play again. As Jamie Johnson mentioned, the Hornets will be in the same division as Cuba City, which is a Division III team. And in the past, the Hornets have been on that borderline. So has River Valley. It's played in Division II when we get to the postseason in high school volleyball. Top hitters for tonight, as we look at River Valley's roster, they're looking at Ella Myers, number 16, a sophomore, who's had a good year, and also Izzy Roth, who is a junior, will do a lot of the hitting for River Valley. On the other side, for Richland Center, Soe Ewing, who is a senior, has a lot of the big hitting, and also Emma Weiss, who's just a sophomore. We'll also see Maddie Huber come in, and she comes into the rotation and plays in the front row for the Hornets and also does a nice job. So some of the main hitters. In the warm-ups tonight, it appeared that Richland Center's Chloe Darling may have been injured, and hopefully she is able to continue. She's their main setter and plays a really dominant back row. And so hopefully that's not the case, but I know that she did go see the trainer after injuring herself in warm-ups tonight. And so we'll see if she's ready to go here in just a little bit when they introduce the starters for the folks that have gathered here. Lots of pink all around the gymnasium tonight. Pretty impressive as they play the annual Cure Night or Grace Night here at Richland Center High School. First serve is coming up right around the bend on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Teams are lining up here. We'll have our announcements in just a moment. And Again, it does appear that Chloe Darling, she's back with the team right now, but came back with crutches. So not a good sign for the Hornets and their starting center, which we'll see who they replace her with. I know that that'll mean the rotation changes a little bit. It's time for our national anthem. Nice job of our national anthem, and see if we can catch the young lady's name, but a dynamite job here tonight, and no introduction. She just walked out and sang it, and grateful to have somebody doing a live sing here tonight prior to match time. Well, we'll introduce you to the teams, and we'll get it going in just a moment. You're listening to high school sports coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Rake in the deals this week at All-American Duet Center. Save $2 on RV and marine antifreeze, now $3.99. Save 25% on Havoline Gallon Antifreeze Concentrate, now $14.99. 8-ounce Stable is now $5.99. And Mouse Glue Traps, just $1.99. Tackle all the savings now through the 20th at All-American Duet Center in Toma, Sparta, and in Richland Center.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Starting lineups for River Valley tonight. First of all, number 6, Izzy Roth. Number 10, the libero player is, number 9, the libero player is Brooklyn Tafts. Number 10 is Brooklyn Stokes. Number 11, Bella Divini. Number 12, Alexis Divini. Number 13, Josie Mahoney. And number 16, Ella Myers. for the Hornets. Number 9, Sole Ewing. Also number 10, Ella Weiss. Lillian Tidrick, number 12. Carly Meaden, number 14. Ava Cosgrove gets the start tonight, number 21. And Rainey Walsh, who's number 22. Also, Danica Pauls, number 23. Those are the starters for the Hornets. Officials going over with some of the numbers, making sure they're in the right rows. And we'll get this one going here tonight. Hope you enjoy for WRCO and WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. So the Hornets will start with Carly Meaden in the back row. And that means Danica Pauls will serve. Hornets get the first serve and River Valley in serve receive mode. Fans already getting into it. Student sections cheering on already. Here's Pauls with an ace and a good start for the Hornets. Danica Pauls drills an ace. And we're underway here at RCHS. The Hornets had some volleys last week against Platteville that took a minute or longer. You can imagine that, how long the ball is in play, how quickly the ball goes back and forth over the net. Pauls with another serve, and River Valley can't dig it. 2-0. Richland Center off to a good start. Hornet team wearing their pink, kind of the tie-dye green and pink jerseys. River Valley in the traveling black and white. Here's the serve by Pauls, and that one just missed. Out of bounds. It's a point and a side out for River Valley. Serving will be number 12, Alexis Deviney. Alexis heads back to retrieve the ball, gets the whistle, steps up, and here's the serve. Floats it near side, diving dig by the Hornets. Wall sets it up, shot by Weiss, played by River Valley, and missed on the back row, and it's a point for the Hornets. 3-1 on a shot that may have been out of bounds, but River Valley did not let it go, gambled, and tried to make the hit. Maddie Huber is in for the Hornets as Ava Cosgrove rotates out, and Rainey Walsh will serve. Rainey serve, fielded by the Blackhawks, pass to the right side. Mahoney sets it up, shot over the top, that's on by Roth. Good dig by Walsh, back to the near side, and down it goes for Sully Ewing. Ewing, nice job, got up and on one, and it makes it 4-1, Richland Center. Rainey Walsh stays in the back to serve. She is a junior. She, along with Ava Cosgrove, will be responsible for the setting tonight as Chloe Darling, it appears, will not play. There's a little floater. Nice dig there by Taps. Put up, and the ball is blocked down by Ella Weiss. River Valley hung the second pass up on the net, and the Blackhawks give up a point as Weiss came down with one. 5-1 the score. Walsh with an X serve. Far side, fielded by River Valley. Nice pass by Deviney. Set up by Mahoney. Ball driven over and down it goes on the hit by Brooklyn Stokes. 5-2, River Valley gets the side out. Side out for number 11, Bella Deviney. Hawks rotate around. Hornets in serve receive mode. And here is the serve by Alexis. It's a good one. Fielded by Meaden. Pass by Pauls, and Ewing takes it over. Fielded by Taps. Ball back to the right side for River Valley. Down the line with a hit by Stokes. Great dig by Meaden. Pauls, and then Ewing gets it over. Hawks take it to the middle right away, and slamming it down is Izzy Roth. And that makes it 5-3. Izzy Roth gets into the act. River Valley has some size, some height in that front line. Roth at 5'11". Here comes the serve for Bella Deviney again. Bella steps up, and the serve back row out of bounds. Missed by a foot or so. That makes it 6-3, and the Hornets get the side out. Nice save by Mr. Jeff Behrens, who's the meet manager tonight. Here's the serve by Meaden. River Valley plays it to the net, and they'll get it over. Good hit by Roth. Pauls passes near side. Wall sets it up. Shot is over the top. Tipped by River Valley and hit by Ewing. Pushed back now by Stokes. Hornets try again on the right side. Huber drops it down the line, and it just missed. Out of bounds. Very close. The official line judge right on it. That makes it 6-4. River Valley within two. Into the lineup for the Blackhawks. Number 1, Ava McDonald, and number 5, Elizabeth Gostomski. River Valley will serve. 6-4 Hornets in the opener. Here's the serve, fielded by Meaden. There's Walsh, right side, taking a shot. Down it goes for the Hornets' Lily Tidrick, and that makes it 7-4. Lillian gets back into the front row and does the rest with a big-time hit. And now the Hornets will serve again, up by 3 points here in the second. Here's the serve. Low one on the near side, fielded by DeVinny. Pass back to the right side, taking a shot down the line and in for number 16, Ella Myers. That one just found a way down the line and in, and River Valley pulls to within two. Blackhawks will serve again as they get the ball back. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. That's an ace directly to the floor. And River Valley is within one. It is 7-6. Stokes will serve again. That's River Valley's first ace. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Ewing. Here's Walsh left side. Ball takes it over. Ball blocked by River Valley and attempting to return it. That's four hits and a point for Richland Center. 8-6. Hornets get the side out. Into the contest for Richland Center is Ava Cosgrove. And for the Hornets, Taylor Hefner is in the front row. Here's the serve. Right side fielded by River Valley. They will set it, and Myers takes it over. Back row, Meaden. Here's Cosgrove setting it up, and Tidrick drops it over. Down it goes. Nice play. 9-6. Lily Tidrick gets a point for the Hornets, and they go up by three. Ava Cosgrove will serve again for the Hornets. River Valley in serve, receive Mo. That one played to the back row, and a tough pass on hit number two. Hit number three, getting it over is Stokes. Back row Ewing, now Cosgrove to Tidrick. She'll rainbow it over. Fielded by DeVinny. Ball back to the right side, shot by Alexis DeVinny. And played by Ewing, back to Cosgrove. Pauls takes it over with a left hand, but I believe the Hornets have a net violation. That'll be a point for River Valley. That makes it 9-7. Into the contest for River Valley, number 13, Josie Mahoney. Josie will serve. A couple of spins and then drives the ball back row. Cut off there by Pauls. Getting it back from Cosgrove. Takes it over. Fielded by River Valley to the net. And they can't play the carom off the line. And down it goes. And that makes it a 10-7. Richland Center lead by three. Serving for the Hornets will be Tidrick. And the serve, back row, fielded by McDonald. They'll set it to the right side. Myers takes it over, and down it goes. Sophomore Ella Myers makes it 10-8. River Valley is back within two. Timeout for the ball to be chased out. We have some pretty healthy volleys going on tonight as well. There's the approach. Myers with a serve. No, a net serve. And that'll give a point to the Hornets. That makes it 11-8. Serving for Richland Center, number 23, Danica Pauls. Fires it to the back row, cut off by Tafts. Pass to the right side, punched over that time by Stokes. Fielded by the Hornets. They'll go left side. Ewing over the line. Oh, nice play by River Valley. Back row. They're going to keep it going, and Roth gets it over. Fielded by Richland Center. McDonald to Weiss. And she gets the kill. Ella Weiss makes it a 12-8 ball game on a big hit. Ella Weiss going against her cousin, Ella Myers, from River Valley. Good matchup. Here goes the serve. And it's going to be an ace for Danica Pauls. That makes it 13-8. That is the third ace for Danica. Here in set number one, Danica will serve again. Here's the serve. Rainbows it over. Fielded down the near side by DeVinny. Back to the back row. Attack. Shot over the top. That time by Stokes. Fielded well by the Hornets. Good dig by Ewing. Back to Pauls. Gets it over. River Valley will get it to Mahoney. Sets up DeVinny. And she got it through the block. And that's a River Valley point. 13-9. Competitive opener here at Richland Center High School. No timeouts yet. Into the contest for the Hornets, Rainey Walsh. And River Valley will serve. Walsh steps up. There's the serve. Meaden with the play. Set left side. Ewing takes it over the top. Fielded by Tafts of River Valley. Back to Mahoney. Tafts gets it over on hit number three. Walsh passes to the net. Cosgrove sets up. Ewing down it goes. Well played by the Hornets. 14-9. They have the advantage. Matty Huber returns to the front left. Rotating out is Ava Cosgrove. And the Hornets will serve. Rainey Walsh for the serve. Cut off down the near side for River Valley. They'll set up Roth. He slams it over. Walsh free balls it over. River Valley tries again. Pass to the left side. Taking a shot. Oh, blocked by Ella Weiss. And the Hornets get a point. It is 15-9. River Valley will use a timeout. First set, Hornets lead by six over River Valley on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Proud to serve our local community. City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day.
Richland Center serves, and we're underway. River Valley returns it with a big hit by Izzy Roth for a kill. 15-10. River Valley gets back on the scoring track now, and we'll get a side out, and we'll serve. We're in the opener, 15-10. Some are already becoming finals. The JV match is very, very, very competitive tonight, so we did not get the early start as some of those schools did. Here's the serve. Going to be pushed now by Meaden. Over to Weiss, she drops it over, and down. Ella Weiss gets a point for the Hornets. That will make it 16-10. Back to serve will be Carly Meaden for the Hornets. Lily Tidrick returns to the front row for Richland Center. Meaden with the serve, and it's fielded by River Valley. There is the set by Davini and driven over by Roth, fielded by Walsh. Huber and Ewing down the line. River Valley can't find it. Down it goes. 17-10. Richland Center here in the opener. Carly Meaden will keep it going. Moves over in front of the student section and ready for the serve with a run-up. There it is. Fielded now. A good dig by Davini. There's the set. Shot and over and out of bounds. Brooklyn Stokes took a shot. Missed the back line. And the Hornets go up by 8 at 18-10. Meaden will serve again for the Hornets. Here's the serve. Line drives it left, and the Hawks can't find it as it drops in there, and it's 19-10. Hornets with their biggest lead by 9 points. And that's the fourth ace of the first set for Richland Center. Here's Meaden's serve, a knuckleball that landed just foul. Shot the line and missed here on the near side and out of bounds. Ava McDonald is in for River Valley, and so is Elizabeth Gostomski. Elizabeth takes the front row. Ava McDonald in the back row to serve. Here's one fielded. No, the Hornets can't play out of the back row. A little collision there as it drops in, and the score goes to 19-12. So McDonald with an ace. River Valley second in the first set. Here's a serve, fielded by Meaden in the back row. Set up on the left side by Walsh, knuckled over that time by Tidrick. The Hawks, a little miscommunication, they keep it going, and they drive it over on the hit by Stokes. Here's the play, Walsh, back to Pauls on the far side. She gets it over, back to Huber, and down it goes. Maddie Huber gets it down, and the Hornets take the lead at 20-12, and there's River Valley using another timeout. 20-12, the Hornets in the opening set from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse again. Ithaca wins tonight in five sets over Kickapoo in the opener. It's a quad going on. They have another match. Weston playing two tonight at Weston High School as well. Here's the serve by Richland Center. Pass to the right side. Myers drives it over and out of bounds. And the Hornets go up 21-12 here in the opener. Richland Center will serve again. So Lee Ewing comes up with a line drive serve. Fielded down the back row by DeVinny. There's the set. Right side, River Valley going for the kill and missing. Stokes shot the line on the near side, and it was out of bounds. And the Hornets lead by 10, 22-12. Here comes Ewing with a serve. And the ball fielded by McDonald back to DeVinny, and then driving it over is Myers, and down it goes. That'll be a point for River Valley, 22-13. Ella Myers gets into the act, her second point of the first set for River Valley. Here's the approach and the line drive served by the Blackhawks, fielded by Meaden. And there's Wall setting it up. Shot is over and out of bounds. Pauls shot the line and missed. And it is 22-14. River Valley will serve once again. Large crowd on hand tonight. Hornet football team preparing for Dodgeville this week. River Valley preparing for Platteville. Here's the serve. Dug by Ewing. Pass now by Walsh. Left side. Tidrick gets it over. Nice dig by DeVinny. She gets it right back on the set and drives it over. Ewing to Walsh and then Paul. Shot blocked down by River Valley. That was a block kill by Ellen Myers. And it is 22-15. River Valley building back some momentum here now. Stokes will get the whistle, and here is the serve. Cut off on the left side by the Hornets, and now to Huber, and it's into the net. River Valley scores again. They're within six, 22-16, as the comeback continues. Here's the approach by River Valley and the serve, fielded by Meaden. Wall sets up, and Pauls takes it. Nope, into the net, and the Hawks have scored again. 22-17, Hornets trying to get the foot back on the gas here. And for the Hawks, they just try to keep on keeping on. Here's the serve. Fielded back line there by the Hornets. Wall set to the right side and then punched over by Poles. Back to the right side on the set for DeVinny. Her shot blocked by the Hornets back to River Valley. And they try in desperation to get it over and it's out of bounds. Hornets get a point. That makes it 23-17. Into the game for the Hornets, Ava Cosgrove, and she will serve. Hornets lead by six. Here's the third serve, and it's going to be played by Roth. Three ball to the net, punched over by Pauls. Played again by River Valley. Right side, DeVinny drives it over. Pauls to Cosgrove, back to Danica, and she gets it down with a big hit. And the Hornets have game point. 24-17. Balls with another kill, and Richland Center with game point. Here's the serve by Cosgrove. No, it is out of bounds. 24-18. Into the game for River Valley, number 13, Josie Mahoney. She will serve. Josie, a sophomore for the Blackhawks. Here's the serve. Fielded back row there by Meaden. Cosgrove pulls for the win, takes it over. Nice play by DeVinny. Alexa gets it back from Mahoney, and it's driven over. Hornets drive in. That ball is going to play off the net, and they can't play the carom, and River Valley is a point closer. 24-19 here in the first set. Josie Mahoney steps up. There is the serve, fielded by Meaden. Cosgrove sets Paul's. Shot is over, and down it goes, and this one belongs to the Hornets. 25-19. RC wins the opener here against rival River Valley. Hornets by six in the opening set. We have more coming up as the teams will switch sides. We'll look at some totals and summaries from set number one. This is high school volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. In the win for the Hornets, three aces and two kills for Danica Pauls. Also, let's see, it was Ella Weiss with three kills for the Hornets. For River Valley, three kills for Ella Myers, two kills for Izzy Roth, and an ace apiece for Brooklyn Stokes and Ava McDonald. The other ace for the Hornets came from Carly Meaden. Here we go. Serve is underway. River Valley serves it into the net. A net serve for the Hornets. Get it back. Side out RC, and they're up 1-0. They never trailed in the opener. Built a pretty good sized lead. River Valley cut it down, and the Hornets serving. This one hanging at the net and slapped back down by Soleil Ewing. That makes it 2-0. Soleil waiting in the wings as River Valley stumbled a little bit with that first serve or first pass. Here's the serve. Ball is going to be passed to the left side, fielded by Stokes. Her shot. Back line played now by Walsh. Pass to the near side. Walsh recovers, gets it over. Here's the set. And Lau is going to make the pass to the left side. And the shot by Myers is over. And did it miss? It is out of bounds. River Valley was hoping it was tipped, but it was not. And the Hornets go up 3-0. Rainey Walsh will serve for the Hornets. Ball is fielded by DeVinny. Here's the set by Mahoney. Shot is up. Blocked by Soleil Ewing. Ella Myers' block or shot was blocked straight up and back to the River Valley side. So that makes it 4-0 in favor of the Hornets. And Rainey Walsh will serve again. Rainey's serve. Fielded in the back row. McDonald got a piece of it. Back to DeVinny. And now over for Mahoney. There's Myers. A ball from the left side to Weiss. Drives it over. Ball fielded now again by River Valley. Mahoney gets it over. Back row Pauls. Here's Walsh setting it up, and Huber takes it over, and down it goes. A big kill for Maddie Huber, and the Hornets go up 5-0 here in the second set. Richland Center will keep serving. Rainey Walsh, the junior, doing the honors, and here's the serve. Field it back row by River Valley. Quick set. Here's the shot over the top that time by Myers. Dug by the Hornets, and it's going to be Pauls. Huber shot blocked back, and down it goes. Ella Myers got a really nice block on that one, and the Hawks are on the board. 5-1, Richland Center. Hawks trying to turn the tide as they will serve. Mella DeVinny with the approach, and there is the serve. Fielded now by Pauls. Wall sets it up, and nice pass. Ewing, shot blocked by Mahoney, and the Hornets are going to be called for a double hit. And the Hawks get point number two. Josie Mahoney playing a good thing right there in the front row, keeping it going. Some of these players can play a lot taller than they are. And DeVinny will serve. She's in the back row. Hornets leading by three. Line drive serve dug by Pauls. Walsh near side. Ewing down the guard. Yeah, right down the middle of the court. And part of the water is for a kill. That makes it 6-2. Soleil Ewing with the kill. Lillian Tidrick is in for the Hornets. And Carly Meaden will serve. Carly's approach, line drive serve. Tough one, fielded by Stokes. Here's the set, shot over, and down it goes. Ella Myers with a slam dunk for the Blackhawks, and that makes it 6-3. In for River Valley, Izzy Roth. In the front row as Ella Myers rotates to the back, and Ella will serve. Myers with a serve. Back row, fielded now by the Hornets. Here's Walsh setting up, and driving it over is Tidrick. Played by DeVinny. There's a pass to left side. Stokes drives it over. Fielded by Pauls. Set by Walsh. Ewing shot blocked. Hornets keep it going. Pauls back to the far side, and Walsh gets it over. River Valley tries again. Quick set left. Shot is up. Blocked by Huber, and down it goes. Maddie Huber blocked the attempted return by Brooklyn Stokes, and the Hornets go up 7-3. Here comes the serve by Soleil Ewing. Fielded now by Braylon Taps. Pass to the left side. Roth gets it over for the Hawks. And the Hornets work it right side. Going with Pauls. Shot blocked by the Hawks. Back it goes to the Hornets. They'll try with Huber again on the right side. Takes it over. Played by DeVinny. Here's the pass by Roth. Stokes takes it over. Cut off by Ewing. Here's the set by Walsh. Tapped over and down. Not a big play by the Hornets. Danica Pauls. And the Hornets go up 8-3. Nice play by Danica Pauls, and a nice set by Rainey Walsh. There's the serve, fielded by DeVinny. Here's the set. River Valley going for the angle on the hit by Stokes. Dug now by the Hornets. Huber, and the shot by Pauls. Hey, nice block by Roth and Gostomski. Co-op for that one. That makes it 8-4. River Valley has cut it in half. Richland Center won the opener 25-19. Stokes with the serve, and it's let go, and it is out of bounds. Very close. The line judge had to even hesitate, looking right down the line, but we've got a great vantage point up here, and it clearly was over the line, so that makes it 9-4, Richland Center. Serving for the Hornets, number 21, Ava Cosgrove. Ava with the approach. Line drives the serve. Dug there by Gostomski. Pass to the right side. Shot of the net by Alexis DeVinny. And the Hornets go up by 6 at 10-4 here in the second. Coming into the game for Richland Center, Taylor Hefner. Ava Cosgrove will serve for Richland Center. Here's the serve. Ball is fielded. Backside there by Stokes. Pass by Gostomski and driven over that time by DeVinny. Back row, it's going to be Ewing, and then making its way to the near side. Pauls drives it over. There's a tap by River Valley, getting it back to the Hornets. Hornets try again. Tidrick drops it over. Hawks slap it over, and a lift is called on the Hawks. That puts Richland Center up 11-4. We're seeing some good volleys, maybe not as long as we did in the Platteville match. You get a couple of teams that are good at not letting the ball hit the floor. You're going to see some good plays. Here's the serve by Cosgrove. Fielded now by the Blackhawks. They'll go to the back row for a shot by Stokes. Oh, nice dig there by Ewing. Back to Cosgrove, and then Pauls gets it over. Here's the set by River Valley right in the middle. Roth drives it over, and the Hornets can't play it. So Izzy Roth with the charge in one, and it is 11-5. Richland Center by six. Blackhawks will serve. In to do the honors is Josie Mahoney. Mahoney gets the whistle from the official. Here's the step up and the serve. Pauls cuts it off. Here's Cosgrove setting it up for Tidrick. Shot blocked. Back to the Hornets. And they're going to say it was not blocked. It hit the net. Came back to Lily Tidrick, and that's four hits. So it comes back to River Valley, and they're within 5 points, 11-6. Here's the serve. Fielded now by